Battles over ride-sharing services are raging in cities all over the country and even in Europe. Seattle's has gone quiet for a while, but is poised to flare up again. More from KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
In March, Seattle became the first city in the nation to put a cap on ride-sharing companies. Seattle's city council adopted an ordinance limiting UberX, Lyft, and Sidecar to each have only 150 drivers active on their dispatch systems at any given time. The city also issued new safety and insurance requirements, all of which was applauded by traditional taxi drivers who want a level playing field and have seen their business decline since these ride-sharing companies that are powered by smartphones started operating in Seattle. But the city's pioneering regulation was suspended just a month later after the companies banded together and turned in enough signatures to possibly repeal the rules with a referendum to be on the November ballot. They said Seattle's ordinance was too restrictive and would undermine their business models. Mayor Ed Murray called for renewed negotiations, and all sides agreed to meet for 45 days. If they don't reach an agreement, the mayor threatened to issue a cease and desist order. Their time is up now, but so far the mayor's office is keeping quiet, saying only that the talks are productive and a deal is expected soon. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.